This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here is your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Rue and Sarah. Soon they'll play a Thanksgiving word game, and no, it's not about how to tell your uncle why he's racist while your mouth is full of candied yams. First, let's check in with our contestants. Rue, both of your parents went to culinary school.
Yes.
So from a food point of view, food focused, what do you tend to eat on special occasions?
My partner and I actually have a tradition of going to B-dubs. For those in the know, it's Buffalo Wild Wings. And we get a 20-pack.
Yeah.
Because splashing out. And a bottle of Prosecco. And
fine pairing.
Yeah.
I love it. Sarah, you stole your own placenta from the hospital where you gave birth.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the placenta is there, and what, people walk out and you shove it in your bag?
So thanks to my wonderful husband, he asked the doctor if we could have some alone time as a family after the baby was born.
Perfect.
And we had come prepared with a cooler. The funniest thing was that when he left carrying the cooler to go put it in my mom's car, he passed the doctor.
The whole family is in on your caper.
Absolutely. Okay. He passed the doctor in the hallway, and she said, is that food in there or a placenta? And, you know, my husband, he said, food? And she just ignored him and let him walk out of the hospital, but she probably knew.
Good doctor. Good doctor. That's an incredible story. And also, frankly, inspirational for women. Fantastic. Okay, so in honor of your impending awkward dinner, we are playing a word game called Thanksgiving Mashups. Every answer mashes up a traditional Thanksgiving dish with another word or phrase.
For example, if I said, Grandma, I'm glad you enjoyed E.L. James's erotic romance novel, but please stop talking about it and pass the meat juice. You would answer 50 Shades of Gravy.
Okay.
I apologize to everybody.
It's disgusting on 1,000 levels.
Yes, I know.
Remember, the Thanksgiving food will always come second in the mashup, and the points are double. Rue, stay in the lead, and you are in our final round. Sarah, you need to get more points, or you'll have to touch the turkey towel. Here we go. Timmy, it's way past Halloween. Turn off that novelty Bobby Pickett song about dancing ghouls and eat your creamy tubers. If you want to ring in and just talk it out, Sarah.
Okay, it's mashed potatoes, and there's a song about Halloween characters dancing and the monster mashed potatoes.
There you go, that's right. Aunt Linda, thanks for recommending that 1983 movie based on Tom Wolfe's book about the Mercury 7. By the way, this bread cube mixture you cooked in the turkey's body cavity is delicious. I hope I don't get salmonella. 1983 movie based on a Tom Wolfe book about the Mercury 7. Oh, okay. Sarah.
The right stuffing?
That's right!
I never stop believing in you guys.
Yeah,
I never stop.
It's great. It's great.
Instead of watching football, let's marathon that TLC reality show about choosing a wedding gown. And we can eat leftovers of the side dish that is like stuffing, but not cooked inside the turkey. No salmonella here.
Say yes to the dressing.
That's right. You got it.
Jenny, your hands are so smooth. Have you been using moisturizer with that fat extracted from an African tree nut? And did your soft hands help when you cooked this semi-sweet orange gourd?
It's just a normal thing that you would say at Thanksgiving dinner.
Sarah?
Shea butternut squash.
Yeah, that's correct. I always say that before I ask Jenny for money. All right, here's your last clue. I had to break it to my cousin Sally that one-horned horses aren't real. She cried into her leavened, baked maize. Rue.
Unicorn bread?
Yeah, that's right. Oh my goodness, it's a tie. So we have a tiebreaker. Here you go. Which president made Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863 during the Civil War? Sarah.
Abraham Lincoln.
That is correct. Well played, both of you. That was an amazingly hard game. You guys are great. And after two games, Sarah is moving on to our final round.